You ever seen a weenus before? You should never argue with a crazy my. You wanna know by now. You wanna know by now. You should never argue with a crazy my. Is that all you get for your money? You should never argue with a lie.
Okay, so tell me about this Fresh Prince of Bel-Air thing.
Oh, dude, it's the fucking Italian version of the Fresh Prince, and it's
you mean
just,
like the Italian it's, TV it's show the, or Italian
no,
translation?
No, it's the fucking Fresh Prince, but the intro isn't in Italian.
It's for the Italian market.
Oh, the market is great there.
No, I mean like it's
No.
It's like
no.
What they showed in Italy.
No, yes.
Okay, that's what
it's
I'm trying to say. Okay.
Fucking hilarious, dude.
So like what's so funny about it?
Oh, they're talking like this. Papa. No, it's
your
fucking
Holmes, I see you later.
It's
smell you later, Holmes.
It's dope. No. Pretty much. Hey, look at the dice. The license plate said fresh. Whatever he fucking says, I don't fucking know.
Hey, did you know that Uncle Phil played the shredder?
Fuck yeah, I do. No, they had this whole clip of like every time like he'd say like turtles or mincemeat or some shit like that.
Oh, did I show you that?
I think you fucking
yeah,
did.
Where it's like all the Ninja Turtle insults from
yeah,
Shredder.
Yeah. But yeah, that was fucking Uncle Phil, man.
Would it okay, so it says mix it up. But
no, it said
if you read it from up to down.
It up mix. Yeah, but it's all contorted. This way.
Yeah, it's
like a papa.
It's sideways. Mixes sideways.
Oh, mixes the sideways.
So if they wanted to say mix it up, it should have said mix on top and then it up on the bottom.
Well, yeah, because that's how things go.
Otherwise, it does look like it up mix. Maybe it's translated from the German or something. As translated in the original
Spanish.
Oh,
man, that makes me want to grow a Hitler mustache. You know what? I think I could. And you know what? Bitches would be like, I want to sit on his face.
You know, every time I let my beard grow, like I don't shave for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually it gets to be about, I don't know, maybe an eighth of an inch long. You know, it's not a beard, but it's pretty much a beard, right?
Not Grizzly Adams.
Not Grizzly Adams, but a beard. I always, as I'm shaving it off, I always, like, cut everything, but leave myself like a big porn mustache.
Like a Ron Jeremy?
Yeah, like that goes to the corners of my mouth, like all the way.
Yeah.
You know? And I always dare myself to stop shaving at that point and just leave it, and I can never fucking do it. I always like shave it off.
Dude, like you saw me last time. I had a fucking big ass fucking beard.
Yeah.
And I was really tempted to go for the chaplain. And
what's, oh, for the, yeah, the chaplain.
Well, I think it's more PC to call it the chaplain.
Yeah.
As opposed
to the old Hitler mustache.
Yeah, to the Führer.
Yeah, der Führer mustache.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about it, and then I remember I had to go get groceries, so that didn't happen.
And I got distracted by a shiny thing. And, yeah.
Had to go to fucking HEB for that. Oh, HEB, man. That's a fucking it's a gym.
A gym? A gem.
G-E-M.
A gem.
Not a gime.
A gem as in like a rupee. A ruby.
Yeah. No, it's a roofie.
Oh, at the gym.
Yeah, at the gime.
The gyno.
Yeah. My gyno's pretty good. But no, dude. Cold. That place is like, oh my God. Like, you have no idea how many fucking I have great stories about that HEB. And
the same HEB or is this
it's the same fucking HEB. Oh, it is great.
Like what kind of stories? What else?
What else?
Yeah, you told me about fucking the chick behind the HEB.
Got a hand job from some Mexican chick.
Where?
And I do love the Mexican chicks. I don't frown on brown, baby.
Where? Where is
I mean, where?
You say the HEB.
I met her at HEB.
Oh, you took her away from the HEB.
It's not like I fucking got a hand job next to the cabbage patch.
Well, I don't know, man. At this point, I don't have any.
You know what, man? This is the strangest life I've ever lived, man.
Not as well, stranger than the last one you lived.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, so you moved her out of the HEB to do that?
Yeah, pretty much.
You said, well...
No, it's not like...
There's children here.
No, it's not like, well, oh, fuck, there's carrots, cabbage patch.
Wait a minute, there's zucchini.
Hold on, there's a hand job. Fuck, I gotta go. One hand job or less, Lyle, I'm there.
10 hand jobs or less.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I only got one.
But like...
It wasn't too good. It was like sandpaper on a cuck.
Was she working there, or was she somebody...
No, it's just a customer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she got more than she expected to show up at the HEB for, huh?
Yeah, well, she didn't do too good. It was like Ava Mendez or some shit like that. Hell, I can't even remember the blonde that I screwed over there.
Isn't Ava Mendez a movie star?
Sounds like a porn star.
It could be a porn star name, too.
Oh, you never know these porn stars these days. Your turn. You tell me what's up.
This diet shit is killing me.
Hey, you're on a diet. You're removed.
Yeah.
It's okay to be touched, Ben.
I don't like that I can't have the food. I don't mind the diet. It's not the diet that I mind.
Yeah.
It's the fact that if I want to stick to it, I have to... It's like I have to fucking kill the cow and bring it home. It's like it's might as well. I can't, unless I want a steak. Like I can go to like a steakhouse, but that's bullshit. I mean, you don't have no fast food.
Oh
steaks.
Yeah, you're paying $20 for a fucking meal when yeah. you could pay $20 for you know whatever. But
I want a steak
like,
on
do,
the diet.
Do you work out?
No, I don't. I mean, I walk, but I don't work out. I should work out, but
yeah. Well, it's like you work out and then. You're like, fuck, there's no results. I gotta do this shit again.
I did it once, I gotta do it again.
Fuck it, man. You know, I will hopefully not be fat. But I'm a fucking mammal, dude. I'm a human fucking mammal. And you know what? That's a mating call.
That's a gut.
That's a gut. And you know what? I don't give a fuck. Because I still get play. And that's the coolest thing, man. It's not the gut. It's the strut.
But at a certain
point... And damn, I think I should coin that shit.
At a certain point, I think you're going to cross a line, though.
Yeah, as I sip this fucking Coke.
Like, when you get into that John Candy, John Goodman weight...
I think that's, oh, God, I hope that never
that
fucking
starts
happens.
To change things.
It's funny you mentioned John Candy.
Like, get upstairs.
Oh, sorry, I had to cough up my second lung. But it's funny, I don't know, we were talking about John Candy the other day.
I miss John Candy.
I do, too. I know. Planes, trains, automobiles.
Liked, those aren't pillows. I always liked John Candy.
I always liked that big pancake that he made.
What was...
You know what I'm talking about. Uncle Buck, dude.
Uncle Buck.
Fuck yeah, man. He used a fucking snow shovel to fucking flip that bitch. And I was like, man, I want that fucking pancake. Put peanut butter on that shit. That's going to be the best breakfast ever. I'm going to fold it up like a fucking taco. I wish I had an Uncle Buck. He was cool.
I liked Uncle Buck. That was the one where he... Says he was going to castrate a guy with a hatchet in the back of his car or something.
Yeah, from, like, his niece's, like, boyfriend or some shit. Yeah, that was fucking great. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I think you get to a certain size and then the magic stops working.
Yeah.
So you got to stay
with
that.
Well, I
want to
keep my magic.
Yeah. I just want to, like... I want to start wearing clothes I like again. That's my problem.
No, my fucking problem is I have a fucking whole... My whole fucking closet is filled with fucking pants and shorts that I can't fucking wear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, my whole hope is, like, okay, one day I don't want to throw these away or give them to Goodwill.
Because I'm
going to
want to wear them again, yeah.
Because they're fly, and two, yeah. I'm going to be skinny again.
Yeah.
But going back to John Candy, all right, Wheel of Fortune, it was, like, the same name, same person thing, whatever. Sorry, just off topic. And, It sounds so fucking racist. Cotton John candy.
What?
It, you know, it's like same name, before, after, whatever the fuck it was. Cotton John candy. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I felt so bad, because I was the first one to figure that motherfucker out. And I'm like, Cotton John candy. Bates gives me this fucking look like, what the fuck? And he's like, fucking racist. Come here, Cotton John. Come back to the Cabbage Patch. I don't want to say cotton, because you know how them white people hate their cotton.
Was it way back where I was born, picking that cotton and shucking that corn? Some Public Enemy song has that sample in it.
I know. You should be a rapper.
Naggers. Oh, naggers.
I was going to bring that up. I just watched that last night.
That's funny. Yeah. Naggers. Oh.
I hate the N-word, man. Yeah. I think it's fucked up. I think it's really fucking shitty.
Yeah.
But still, that episode was very cool. When he did, like, the poetry slam.
Yeah.
And he's doing, like the whole, like, classic, you know, stop. Call me nigger guy.
Did I ever tell you about that time that I, in L.A., I used to do, like, performances, you know?
Oh, I thought you were going to say lynches. Okay.
No. Electronic performances.
All right.
And a couple times I went to some open mics, you know, to play out at. And I went to this one in the Valley, and, you know, usually it was just kind of like guys with their acoustic guitars and stuff. You know, never anything electronic like what I was doing, but usually guys with acoustic guitars.
Oh, just douchebags.
Yeah, your average middle-of-the-road douchebag.
Yeah.
And then this one night, though, there was this, like, lady, this African lady. She had an African outfit on. And she did some...
Was it a sexy African outfit?
No, it was... See, that's... I gotta paint the picture.
All right.
It was...
Paint it good.
It was like a skirt made of pearls, or fake pearls, I imagine, or shells, or something like that.
The whole thing was pearls and shells?
Yeah. Like, it went down to her knees. And she wore, like... I think she wore, like, some sort of tights or something underneath it. But it was this weird, like...
Was this in the 80s?
This was in the 90s.
God, well...
No...
Makes sense.
So, like, it's like a... It's like, you know, like a grass skirt, like that a hula dancer would wear?
Yeah.
But it was made of shells and pearls and stuff. And so she stands up and she's like, I'm going to perform an interpretive dance. And it was like she pushes play on her CD player. And it's like some, you know, drums and tribal sounding stuff. And she kept shaking her hips, like the pearls would sway side to side. And she'd clap. And do, like, little dances, and then she'd, like... But it wasn't, like, to the rhythm.
Was she, like, sending out a message, or...
It's what it felt like. Like, she's doing... Yeah, like...
Like, she's doing some... Knick-knack, paddywhack, give it a bone.
She'd clap, and she'd shake, and it's like... She did some poem while she was doing it, and she kept doing some... And all of a sudden, I was like, hips shake, the earth moves. It's like, you know, earth mama shit. And I was laughing my ass off. The problem was this, is that at a certain point, I was on the inside, I was laughing, but I was trying to keep a straight face because I was performing as well. But my buddy Andy and my buddy Josh were at the same table. And they were doing the same thing, trying to hold it in, right? And so all I did was I looked up across the table at my buddy, I think either Andy or Josh, I don't know whichever, I looked over at them, and I was like, oh. They made that, like, strained face, like they were going to laugh too. And then I looked over at Josh, and he was already going like this, because he was covering his eyes. He was so determined not to laugh. And it took everything just not to bust up in the middle of her fucking dance.
But you got the message, though.
She was delivering a message.
Yeah, she was delivering the message.
You don't wear pearls.
No, it was the message from Grandmaster Flash.
She's too close to the edge.
Yeah, she was a little bit too close. Or it could have been the message part two. And I hope you know what I'm talking about.
I haven't heard the message part two.
Are you fucking serious?
I don't think so.
Dude, it's called survival.
No, don't know that one.
Oh, you need to...
These are the breaks.
You gotta look it up, because it's in a book.
You know, Curtis Blow.
Rainbow. Wait, what? Curtis Blow? Fuck yeah, dude.
He has this thing on one of the radio, or he had a thing on a radio station called...
He's still around?
Curtis Blow and the Old School Show. It sounds like a fucking Fat Albert thing. Like,
no shit.
Well, we're tuning in to Curtis Blow and the Old School Show.
What's up, y'all? Time for Curtis Blow and the Blowout Show.
I always liked Fat Albert.
I never got into Fat Albert, man. I remember seeing the Fat Albert Christmas special.
Did I show you that? Or did
no,
I give it
no,
to you?
No.
Where like those people have the baby in the junkyard and all that?
Oh my god, wow.
You didn't see that one?
I think you may have showed
hey
that
guys,
to me.
It's time for the Brown Hornet. Let's put this pregnancy on pause and watch the Brown Hornet.
God, the Brown Hornet? That just sounds gross. That sounds after
it's a euphemism. It sounds like a euphemism.
Well, it sounds like butt sex. It sounds like putting your broomstick into a dune pit. And you know what I mean by that. And if you don't know, now you know. Knowing is half the battle.
Yeah. G.I. Joe. Have you ever seen those? The PSAs?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Pork chop sandwiches?
Oh, yeah. They're fucking so...
my favorite, though, is the
parodies.
Yeah.
The parodies are good.
Yeah, my favorite is the body massage.
Yeah.
Body massage.
Yeah.
Red Block's body massage. Yeah.
This Diet Coke is kicking in, man.
You know, I've been drinking nothing but caffeine free for like months now.
That's funny because I've been drinking a bunch of liquor. Huh. How's that work?
I'm trading it in. No, I
Master Splinter, you've done well.
I actually don't drink caffeine that much anymore.
I try not to. But now they got me on to, I don't even drink beer anymore, man. I drink this, well, like... Something loco,
the frat boy drinks.
Yeah, that's like, dude, it's like 12%. That shit's fucking insane.
Yeah,
that shit is. Wow, you can't pass it up. you can't
beat that with a stick.
Yeah, man, fuck it.
12%. Well, that's like wine, isn't it?
Well, dude, look, I'm drinking a what do you call this? A juicy.
Is this like from IKEA? And juicy?
Well, no, I think you're dyslexic. It's kiwi, not IKEA. however, it is 12%, and it's very delicious.
How many ounces is that?
Let's see. And they ID on there.
Well, they don't. The people that sell it ID.
Actually, no, they fucking don't.
Did you buy that from the Korean lady?
This is 23.5 ounces.
Oh, they jimped you on the 1.5. They couldn't just give you a 24-ounce, like, you know, like a mensch.
Oh, well, guess what? This is American. It's hard times right now. It's 2000, what?
11.
Oh. Just added one to that. Take away no, zero.
Add a 10.
We're doing math now.
Add a 10 to that.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Well, Ben, tell me a knock-knock joke.
I don't know any knock-knock
knock
jokes.
Knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
You're not supposed to knock back. That's your fault. I actually had one.
All right, so start it.
Knock, knock.
Get the fuck away.
No, you already fucked up. Damn it.
Get the fuck away. I don't answer the door. I don't want any.
Nagger.
Knock, knock. I don't ever say who's there when someone knocks the door. I just turn out the lights and lay on the floor. I wouldn't answer a knock-knock joke like that.
I played dead.
Shh, they're going to go away.
Just shut the fuck up. I got this, okay?
Shh.
Everyone needs to shut the fuck up.
He's going
to
ask me if I can fix his computer. Shut up.
He's looking for work, all right?
This guy wants to sell me magazine subscriptions. And I don't want to buy no magazine subscriptions.
Well, I want this one, but... You're not supposed to know about it.
Has that ever happened to you? Like when somebody sells magazine subscription door to door, it's always the same like dead end looking kid who's like, "Hi, I was wondering if you'd like to buy a magazine subscription and help the underprivileged youth of the day."
No. I have one of the best. Seriously, honest to God, man. one of the best magazine subscription knock-knock fucking deals ever.
Okay, all right, so...
I was maybe 17. I was still living with my mom. She was at work. Of course, I'm being a bum and skipping school. And this chick from fucking... I think she was from Arizona. She was Native American. I would say Indian, but okay. People don't like that. It's like either dot on the head or wah, wah, wah. But I prefer Native American because I don't frown on brown.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Once again. And so she comes in and she's asking, you want Sports Illustrated?
You're like, no.
I'm like, no, I really don't like sports all that much.
Got any skin mags in there?
Yeah, you got skin mags. So I gave her a skin mag. No. But she was there for like 2.5 fucking hours, and she had a fucking porno DVD in her fucking purse. And she was like, do you want to watch this?
How old was she?
Fuck if I know.
Was she older than you?
She looked older than me.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but
okay, so wait.
She was cute as shit, too.
So how
did
it go from buy some magazines to...
Because I made the same fucking joke that you just did.
Oh, about the skin? Oh, you got any skin? Yeah. You got any porno magazines?
Yeah, yeah. And it was something I totally wasn't into. I mean, not really, but not my cup of tea. It's not like it was gay porn or anything like that. But, no,
why,
man.
Why'd she have it on her?
Why? Or
yeah, well, was she going to go somewhere afterwards?
I don't know. Maybe that's how she gets her sales, man.
It's like, look, I really need to make a sale. They're coming down on me hard.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that was like one of the coolest days of my fucking teenage life. Because I didn't fuck. I didn't get a blowjob. But I got a pretty nifty hand job. And good hand jobs are hard to find.
You know, you need to be like one of those World War II fighter pilot aces where they have like...
So I could tell cool war stories?
No, like you know how they have the little notches on the side of the plane where it's like the planes they shot down?
Yeah.
Only you'll have like the skinny white, like an icon for a skinny white chick and then like a little feather for the Native American chick. And then like, you know, you'll have little icons for all the chicks you've talked into shit.
Dude, I still want a fucking Asian chick, man. I really do.
You know, my girlfriend...
I came so fucking close, but go ahead.
My girlfriend told me that she knew somebody who legitimately and honestly believed that Asian girls have sideways pussies.
That... You're a fucking retard if you fucking believe that.
No, I know. No.
How does that fucking... No.
Corin's like, no, they don't.
Bullshit.
And the guys, yeah, no.
I call bullshit on this fucking retard.
I'm thinking that maybe it was just their way of talking about vaginas without, like, thinking that they're... Without being overtly, like, they want to talk about pussies in front of somebody. So they're going to find a way to bring it up.
Sort of think...
You ever look at a pussy? That's weird.
So if you're looking at an Asian? Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird.
That's awkward. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, look what I did by accident.
Have you ever fucked a Jewish chick?
I don't think I've known any Jewish chicks.
I fucked a redhead Jewish chick.
Are you sure she was Jewish if she was redhead?
Fucking goddamn right.
Jewish by nationality or by religion?
Oh, no. Blood.
Okay.
There's a lot of them out there, man.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah, now I think there's some redhead, some ginger Jewish chicks. Yeah,
yeah, and this is damn fine. This is when I used to work at fucking Domino's, man. I think I was telling you about that earlier, right?
You're telling me, yeah, you worked at the Westlake Domino's.
Yeah, and I would lock up the fucking store, like fucking afternoon when all the kids and moms would fucking want lunch. And just literally, I swear, I was such a dickhead. She would come over and I, you know, they wear the aprons.
Yeah. Oh, she worked there?
For a little while.
Uh-huh.
I swear, like she'd come over, I'd unzip my pants and lift my apron and just put the apron over her fucking head and just be like, yep, this is a good day. Today was a good day. I'm serious, man. Like, she was, yeah, man. Fucking, I don't frown on shit. Fuck, just frown, not frowning on brown, man. I don't frown on shit. I'll take it how I get it, man. I like your shirt, by the way.
Yeah, this shirt has never quite fit me right.
Yeah, well.
It's the right size, but...
Well, guess what? This shirt almost doesn't fucking fit me.
Yeah.
We're two fat boys in a fat pod.
The fat cast.
This is the fat cast, you see? Jesus. You know, I don't know if you heard, I'm interface now.
I am interface.
I'm interface. BFD.
Mom.
My nuts.
Oh, Fingal.
Aaron fucking Fingal. I love that fucking movie, man. But, I swear, like, I don't know if I've seen Over Jonathan Memory Bank or Mitchell more. Yeah.
I recently switched to, Final Sacrifice.
That's the one with
Rousedower, and the kid with the messed up. You know, like
that. Oh, I thought you were talking about the one with
Zadar
Estevez.
Oh,
Final Justice.
Final Justice.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Isn't that the one with Mitch? With that one has Joe Don Baker in it too. Final Justice.
Ooh, yeah.
He plays a Texan sheriff.
Yeah, I think so.
No, Final Sacrifice is the one, it's like an all-Canadian cast set in Canada, where there's a...
Is that Tia Carrera?
No.
No, it's not that one.
No, not that one. This has I don't know, some kid and this guy who wears nothing but jeans jackets, whose name's Rousedower.
Oh, that's
and
a
he's
cool
like,
name.
He's like a loser. And they're looking for the Xeox civilization. You ever saw that one?
What the fuck? I want to say, I probably have it,
it's
dude.
It's really bad. It's hilarious.
I probably have it. Well, you know me. I love fucking bad movies.
It's really bad. It's
not
funny.
Fucking bad movies, but I love watching them.
Bad fucking movies?
Bobby. No, what else? Okay, Mitchell, Over Jonathan Memory Bank. I've been on an MST3K kick for like a good fucking 2 weeks. What's it fucking called, man? Not Time Crisis. That one's
Time
good.
Chasers.
Time Chasers. Okay. Time Chasers. That
they're shooting grandma.
That one's fucking good.
Skydiving grandma.
Where they, is that the same one where they filmed the fucking, that one scene in like a mall?
Yeah. Mall. It's like his office is in the mall.
Yeah, it has like neon lighting and shit. Like, shop here.
Oh, Evil Gencore. Evil Core. I'm Bob Evil for Gencore.
God, I love that fucking movie.
Yeah, that one cracks me up.
But, no, man.
I'm a genius. A crop dusting genius.
Oh, a crop dust. I can't even say it. God damn it, Mom and Dad. Why am I inbred? no, dude. Fuck. That was what it was called. Yeah, they released a movie called Fuck back in the day.
We recently watched the riff tracks for Highlander.
Oh, how was that?
It was really funny. They do a good job. I love the riff tracks now since it's Kevin Murphy and Bill Corbett and Mike Nelson. It's the same.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's always been like that.
Yeah. It's no different than MST3K.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I dude, like I let you use one and two.
Yeah.
And the one about booze.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that one's fucking.
I liked the one with the two kids where she's like. Friend, what's a friend? Who? A car? What's car? Who's car?
Yes. No. It was a brother and a sister. Yeah,
some girl. What's a girl? Who?
What in God's name is a baby?
Huh? What? What baby? Huh?
What's a baby? What in God's name is a baby? What? Who? Huh?
What? Baby? Huh?
What were you talking about? You'll see. It's the last thing you'll see.
It's a machine. What kind of machine? What's it do? It does things. It's a machine. What?
What kind of machine?
What?
Oh, God. That shit just drives you fucking nuts, man.
Yeah.
That is some good fucking shit, man.
That's some good voiping.
Oh, that is the good. Dude, I am broke as shit.
So...
I have $5. And it ain't going to you.
What was it? The... What was that, the Louis C.K. thing? Did you ever see that where he talks about being so broke that Bank of America calls him up and tells him that you know, you're under the $20 minimum you're supposed to have in your account, so we're charging you a $5 fee.
No, dude, no.
He had $15, and then they charged him a $5 fee, so he only has $10 because he didn't have $20.
What the fuck? No. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I may have seen it because I love Louis C.K. I think he is a fucking
awesome, my favorite comedian. My favorite modern comedian, I think.
Do you ever watch Louis?
Oh, yeah. I love that the opening song has the Louie, you're gonna die.
It's like this. And you know, he probably thought about that.
Yeah, well, you know, that whole show, it's all him. Like, he writes, directs, produces it.
Oh, shit.
He has complete control over it. They don't tell him what to do.
Nice.
And he has his contract is something along the lines of, as long as he wants to keep making it, he can make it.
Huh.
Like, it's some...
Well, he's doing a good fucking job, because that show is fucking dope.
Yeah, some specifically weird contract.
Did you ever watch his old HBO show?
Yeah, and he makes fun of it in an episode. Like, there's an There's an episode where he's in like this sitcom.
Yeah.
Like, in the episode of Louis, he's in the sitcom, and it's basically like the old sitcom he was in.
Huh.
And he takes his beer bottle and he opens it off of the table, and his wife comes in and says, "Did you open the beer bottle off the table?" And then like it's like a typical fat husband, skinny wife kind of sitcom, you know?
Yeah.
And she's all like
Fred Flintstone and fucking Wilma.
Yeah. So she walks in, she says, "Did you?" He goes, "Yeah." It's just, she goes, "Why did you use a can opener?" He's like, "It's just easier that way." And you're all clapping and stuff.
Fucking laughter.
Right? And the girl's all like, "I love you." Right. And he goes, "Wait, stop. She wouldn't say, 'I love you.'" "Well, no, that's the line." "No, she wouldn't say that. She'd say, 'I want a divorce.'" That's funny. So he quits his own show because he thinks it's just bullshit. Shit.
What is that, like season two or?
Probably.
That's dope, man. I've only seen one. That was good.
No, that's a good show. I can get you a copy of that.
You've seen Shameless, right?
Shameless? No.
Oh, God, that's one of his best stand-up.
Oh, wait, no, I probably have. I don't know the names of them. I've just seen, like, two or three different ones.
That's pretty fucking good. One of the most fucked up things, he goes something along the lines of, "So I walk in my daughter's room, and she's spreading her vagina," or something like that, and I'm like, "What am I supposed to do? Do I just walk out?" It's so disturbing, man. This makes me want to play with Legos.
He talked about... talking about having to wipe his daughter's ass and how it's like he never envisioned his future being wiping shit out of his daughter's genitals.
Ah!
Because she can't do it herself.
I never want to fuck again. Yeah, no more H-E-B for me.
You know, other people meet people like, you know, at parties or through friends or work.
Or AA meetings.
Or whatever, but... But instead, you meet him at H-E-B. And not like, you know, the Thursday night singles H-E-B where, like, you know, you know that, right? Like, there's, like, at least in L.A., I'm sure Austin's the same way. I think it's the same way the world over. There's, like, one night of the week at supermarkets where it's mostly single people shopping.
What the fuck?
Yeah. In L.A., it was like...
What kind of shit is that?
It was like Thursday night at the Gelson's in Hollywood.
Oh,
in
that is so fucking stupid. Like, fucking Hollywood,
well,
man.
Well, it's not like the supermarket set it up that way. It's just sort of like known. It's like a not an urban myth, but like in...
It's an unspoken...
Yeah. Like you go to... that's when the chicks go to the supermarket is Thursday night.
Yeah, I want bread and I want a fuck.
So I'm like thinking that's like what you're doing, man. You're bringing that back.
No, dude. I don't want to say this is on a weekend.
Sunday morning while everyone's in church. You're operating at
the
HEB.
That's right. I'm like, yeah, I know you ain't no holy roller. What up, though? No, man. But, dude, HEB's been very good to me. A little too good, actually.
Kicking him back something on the side.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I still shop there, so it might be a little awkward. So who knows? Who knows, man?
Are you looking for like a long-term relationship? Or is that not something that interests you?
Man, I got more shit on my plate than I fucking need. Last thing I need is a fucking relationship right now. Fuck that.
Yeah, I can understand
I don't know. If I find something, I'll find something, man. But
well, you found a few things. You just threw it back like fishing. You're like a catch and release fisher.
Yeah, it's like you know, state park.
Limit three for three steelhead.
You gotta throw them back. Sorry, sir, you can't keep them.
That one didn't measure.
But I wanted to eat.
So, what about the whole? How's the job hunt going?
Man, job hunt fucking sucks. They say Austin has the fucking, you know, one of the greatest economies and job markets and shit like that. That's fucking complete bullshit, man.
Yeah, well,
that is complete bullshit.
I think it. You know, all these measurements they make and everything. It's so. Such a broad generalized thing. I don't think, like, you know, it seems like everywhere I look, everyone has like just a bullshit job. You know, it's like, I don't think they should count jobs like, I don't know, working in a bookstore or something like that, or working in a record shop, or, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's a job, but I mean, if you're a teenager, you can pay the bills, but if you're like an adult, what are you going to do?
No, for that. Oh, you're overqualified. Sorry. You can't manage this record.
Yeah.
You don't know how to spell the Doors.
But I mean, it's like they count that as being employed. I'm like, well, yeah, it's a job, but I mean, it's not a job. It's
bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
It's pretty much masturbation at that point, man.
What do you want to do? Like, what would you like to do? Like, let's say you could write your own ticket. What would you want
to
do?
I don't know, man. I like to be creative. I like to do a lot of multiple things. I like to write. I like to, I like to draw. I don't know. I just want to do something. I don't know, man. That's a really good question that I can't answer.
Well, I was in the same boat. That's kind of why I'm doing audio stuff now, is that at a certain point, I realized that I was interested in too many things. I mean, I'm still interested in them, but, you know, I can't be an astronaut and a brain surgeon and a rocket scientist and a rock star. I'm not Buck Rubanza.
Yes, that's the thing, is
I got to choose one and do it. You know what I mean?
My problem is, man, is because I would like to write. I don't know. I just like multimedia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know where to put my finger at, though, man. It's like, where's Waldo?
Well, this is something I was talking about. We're talking about the blog stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I think if you had... See, here's the thing that I think. You should probably keep a blog, simply because since you like to write, at the end of a year of writing on it, if you kept it up more or less every day, wrote something, you'd have a book you could publish.
Yeah.
You know? And you wouldn't even have... had to really work at it, you know, stuff like that, you know, that's a possibility, you know.
Yeah.
But like I said, my problem was, yeah, I like to write. I like to take pictures. I like video. I like audio. I like music.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I like all sorts of shit.
Like,
but
I like to record too, man.
But I like had to at a certain point narrow it all fucking down and sort of specialize. Even this, it's like, even though I'm doing audio stuff, that's in itself is hard because, you know, I mean, like, there's so many guys out there that want to be a rapper / producer / engineer / you know, remixer and DJ. It's like, those are all jobs by themselves.
Yeah, it's like, dude, what are you, fucking the Superman or fucking...
you know what I mean? You can't do it all.
I know exactly where you're coming from, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of floating in that. You know, whatever it is I get done, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Like, if I make some music and I actually get music done, then I can say, yeah, okay, I'm
going to stick with this.
I'm making music.
I'm doing something, and I'm pretty sure I'm good at this.
Yeah, exactly. But if I don't, I'm not going to call myself a musician.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like, I don't want to call myself a writer because...
I haven't written anything. Yeah.
I've written shit, but I'm probably not going to be successful. Hopefully be successful, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
And the only thing is, it's like, I could write about so much fucking shit.
Do you write...
it could be fiction, nonfiction.
Do you write longhand, or do you write, like, on a computer?
Oh, I just fucking write shit down...
Paper?
On fucking pen and paper. You know me, I'm poor, I don't have a fucking computer.
Well, we'll fix that. I can fix that computer for you. No problem.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Well, it's...
Yeah, that's a bitch and a half.
We're basically at, like, 45 minutes, so I'm going to... Let's wrap this up, I think.
All right, let's wrap this up.
So this will be, like, our episode zero.
All right.
You know, like a proto, proto version of it.
Well, we need a film version of it.
Oh, you know, I've been wanting to get more comfortable with being having my photo taken because, like, ever since I've gotten heavy, like, I've not liked being, like, looking at myself in photographs.
Dude, after I shaved?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting for this beard to grow fucking back.
Yeah,
I got that dub chin.
Yeah, I know. I'm not fond of it. But, you know, that's why I'm trying to lose weight. So, I'm thinking about someone like Jonah Hill, right? Jonah Hill's bigger than me.
He lost a lot of weight.
Recently, yeah, he's lost a lot of weight. But when he was acting, you know, the first, he was bigger than me, you know. And what's his name? Seth Rogen was about my weight, you know.
And he lost a lot of weight as well. Too,
yeah. And you know, it's funny, they kind of gotten less funny the more weight they've lost.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
But
I think that's through, I don't know, it's kind of hard to say how people, you know, perceive that. It's like, oh, the fat, funny guy. Like,
yeah, it sucks.
Say it's John Candy. We were talking about John Candy.
If he, like, dropped down to 160 and, like, was svelte and running marathons.
Yeah. Imagine a fucking 160-pound guy flipping a big flapjack.
It's Jim Carrey at that point.
Yeah, you're Jim fucking Carrey.
Now, but my point was is that, you know, you watch him in the movies when he was heavy, and you watch, like, yeah, John Candy, John Goodman, John Belushi, got a lot of Johns. Any fat comedian, you know?
John Goodman lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So did you know who lost a lot of weight too? Is Dwayne McKnight? Dwayne Knight? He played Newman.
Oh fuck yeah, yeah,
yeah. He lost a lot of weight.
They're all in good shape.
Anyway, my point is that you know, I don't think about it when I'm looking at them. Like, oh, he's a fat guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think about it when I'm watching a movie with them in it. Just,
I don't either. I'm like, oh, look at the gut on him.
No, I
want to laugh so hard.
I never
tonight.
Think about that. But my point is that, like, I worry that when people see pictures of me, like, they're going, like, ugh, who's this fat ass?
No.
But I don't think anybody thinks that, you know?
No, it's fucking, no.
It's just, you know, that's
funny you bring that up. I was watching, I was being showed old videos of me on YouTube.
Yeah.
Of me just fucking around and acting an ass and fucking, man, dude, like, I was skinny as shit.
Yeah.
I was in shape.
Yeah.
I was going to the gym.
What gym membership did you have?
A fucking stupid ass Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
Either way, I was still working out. And you know what, dude? I was looking good. I would have fucked me.
I like the way I look.
No, dude, damn. I was looking damn good. But, yeah, man, I feel you on that shit, man.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing video. I think I need to get more comfortable being photographed, you know?
Well.
It's stupid to worry about that because anytime I leave my house, people see me. It's not like I'm hiding when I'm not on camera. You know what I'm saying? It's like when I'm ordering food at the supermarket, I mean, at the drive-thru or whatever, or I'm at the supermarket or I go to the mall or the bookstore. It's not like I'm invisible. People see me.
Yeah, you don't have that blur from Cops on your face.
I'm not cloaked. Yeah. No cloaking.
No shit. But no, I feel you, dude. But no. To finish this up, we'll do a movie on this.
We'll do something.
It'll be filmed in black and white, and we'll call it Zero.